welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And I'm going to have a hard time not saying welcome back because I've been saying it for years. And so the phrase that stays, that actually is going to replace those old ways, is it's now or never, folks. It's short, to the point, and concise, and it was actually a single liner that really kind of caught my attention, and I appreciate everybody's contributions. I won't go through the runners-up because I want to get to what we need to get to, because we've got the how to create effective goals to wrap up the year. That's what I believe is helpful for anybody to, if you want to understand how to do, because you don't learn this anywhere. They don't teach you in school how to become successful. And nobody, none of your coworkers, your boss, nobody wants you to be that successful. They want you to be a good worker, and they want you to do the things that they want you to do, but they don't want you to know how to actually take full control of your life and to climb the top of the mountain. And so one of the things I did was I used to give kind of like a welcome aboard package for people that were coming into our functional group that, you know, as and within the engineering functional group. And so if you start teaching people how to create effective goals, then they actually, you are empowering them. And there's this paradigm that if you help somebody become successful, that, you know, they'll replace you. Well, that's a good thing, because anybody that becomes replaceable and has a good success story behind them has a greater opportunity, as soon as they can be replaced, to move up and allow those people to come up behind you. I've had these conversations with a lot of my employees. One of them, Gunny G, some people who might know who he is. Gunny G was one of those guys that I was, because he always made comment that I was always helping everybody, you know, come up to the next level to get promoted, those types of things. And I said, well, the whole point is I hope that I can actually get you promoted above me, because then, you know, you can help me. I mean, it's like we're all scaling this wall, and I understand that everybody's self-preservation, you know, their selfish desires actually become, I will say, an overpowering desire. However, if you happen to be on a team, if you happen to be working with people that are team-oriented, and that those opportunities do arise, because bottom line, you may be scaling that wall on your own career, but there are going to be opportunities that you won't want to fill. That you, and as a matter of fact, some of these guys, most of these guys that I hired, they really wanted to stay technical. They didn't want to get into, you know, greater roles of leadership, management, and those types of things. And they're still, these guys are still black belts in the technical aspects. The interesting thing is, there's this paradigm in engineering that, and I'm, forgive me for going down this path, but there's this paradigm in engineering that they, you know, the average business wants to hire the new kids because they've got all the new technology and the education on all of that new stuff. And when you really look at what they're teaching in school, it's just, even in technology, it's just regurgitated old stuff. As we've moved to different types of disks, I mean, how many times have you heard the old term SCSI, right? The SCSI commands. These are hardware commands that speak from the computer to the hardware device, which is the drive. And so people go, oh, SCSI, that's old technology. My friends, it is what is being used today. As a matter of fact, it's being used over Fibre Channel. It is being used under SAS. I am here to tell you that any performance-driven anybody working in computing has to understand SCSI. If you're down at that hardware level, you have to understand those kinds of commands. That's why in the tech companies, they have to have that level of education and understanding all of that historical stuff. Now, in the software world and so forth, you don't have to necessarily hire somebody that's got that deep discipline and that, you know, that deep immersion in these disciplines is what I meant to say. But anyway, I digress. Do not forget, January 3rd, our first show of the year, we are going to go through the nuts and bolts of what it's going to take to actually get the Biden, because I guarantee you, if you act, if you make a commitment to getting involved, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to say this, if you guarantee yourself to set aside some money, I don't care if it's 1 gallon a month or if it's 1 gallon a week of gas, whatever it is, whatever you can put aside to contribute, we will have political races that we will say, hey, throw your money into this race. Throw your money in to help this person get across that line. We're working with a lot of different people that are looking to actually make that difference. Attorney general positions at the state level. We're working with state legislators, governors, and so forth. We're even working with Congress persons. I usually don't like getting involved in the race, but I will tell you this, that there are certain races that we have to get rid of rhinos. And so in those states and in those legislative districts, or I should say congressional districts, where you're dealing with a rhino, and I'll give you a good example, Liz Cheney, we're all in with Harriet Hageman. And so we're supporting Harriet, and we want to help Harriet actually beat the snot out of Liz. So badly that she runs back to her father, and her father tries to, you know, call on hitmen to get him back with those people. Because, I mean, that's the type of globalist attitude. I mean, anyway, I'm not going to talk about shooting incidents or anything. Let me just kind of focus on what we do want to cover today. There are a couple of topics and issues that we're kind of still kind of lingering out there on realigning ourselves, our lives, our rights, and our laws back to the constitutional rights that we need to have. Like I used to call it the Bill of Rights for 2022. But to me, this is about getting people to understand what we actually need to restore, like our Republican form of government. Well, that's a very ambiguous thing to say. We need to get very specific, and that's what we've done. We've already covered these things and why these things are important. So as you know, this show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you're listening to the only show that goes through the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions so that you can understand where we've been, what happened, what actually happened a while back, and where we're going and what you're going to do, right? And so don't forget, you know, we're going to be on Rumble. I don't know if we're going to be on Rumble tomorrow. We'll have to let you know. I don't know if they were planning on having me back. But I know that they've got a lot of other things that they've got going. They've got the Bible Challenge and some other stuff. But if you do listen to Liberty Not Tyranny, and David Torres is a good host, and he's out there trying to help educate, and I'm hoping his desire, as he expressed to me, was to start taking our content and taking what we're teaching about the Constitution and putting that into Spanish so that those American citizens that are here, we're talking about citizens, or people that have green cards that are here legally, so that they can start learning and understanding the importance of our Constitution. There's no reason why anybody can't immigrate here and start learning about the truth of our history, that this is not a prejudiced nation. When this nation was founded, every nation in the world was dealing with and actually embracing subjugation, slavery, serfdom, and all sorts of oppressive forms of government. it was how things were done. You know, if you ever listen to a progressive, you know, historian at college, and how they just, oh, these marvels of wonders. Look at the Taj Mahal and how great that is. But out of the other side of their mouth, when they look at American history, they point their finger of judgment towards this slavery that we had. And it's like they completely forgot that the Taj Mahal was built from slave labor. All of these seven wonders of the world were all built from slave labor. They don't want you to know that. And they don't want to basically make a highlight out of that. They just want to make it seem like America invented slavery, which is the big lie. It's an absolute lie. It was a standard of labor in every nation, every culture. And I know that there's a lot of people that are talking about reparations, but it seems like everybody's forgetting some of the oldest nations of slavery that did it for the longest. I mean, look at Egypt. I'm just going to go down this path real quick. Egypt was around for 3,500 years as an empire. They practiced slavery for centuries. I mean, millennia. They had been doing it for so long, so much that they had one culture of people, the Jews, Israel, as their slaves for 400 years. And then it took a miracle of Moses, his life coming to be and actually delivering them from bondage. And they'll never teach you that in school. That how these people were freed by, and what we'll basically say, by sacred works. Anyway, we'll be right back after these two promos.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so we couldn't be more serious about what we're going to be exposing on January 3rd. And we want you to understand, we need your help. We need your help to actually get the word out. Tune in to Reclaiming the Republic on January 3rd. We will do everything we can to have that show actually posted by the time the show airs. And the reason we want to do that is we actually want people to be able to come and get the knowledge. And what we also want to do is, because we really know that if all of a sudden people start seeing some facts that they had no idea exist, like
you know, some of the things that we've done and some of the documents that we've created and some of the work that Bob Schultz has done. Well, when people actually start realizing, wow, he had no idea, because nobody's reporting on this stuff. There's no doubt in my mind that Trump, if Trump really does want to become president again, he can. And he should actually be listening to this exposure of exactly how he can do this. You're going to want to hear everything that we have to tell you from January 3rd on. I will tell you, anybody that has been listening to my show, they will tell you I am not an entertainer. I'm not going to sit here and talk about the news cycle. I will give you a constitutional perspective regarding these, you know, school shootings and where the real problem exists. We will talk about those types of things. But this is not a show that is to grasp you and to just give you every angle of the stupid pornographic news. We realize the evil danger in becoming addicted to, you know, what's going on in the world. What is going on? The real things we need to be focusing on is, what do we have to do to take control of our government again so that we can restore liberty and restore our hybrid constitutional republic? Focusing on the news cycle takes us away from that. We have to actually start understanding what we need to do and how we can work together, because I can't emphasize this enough. If we're not uniting, we are being divided, and they will be successful, because the adage stands as an accurate adage, as an old saying: united we stand, divided we fall. And I'm here to tell you, if you're really looking to unite, if you really want to understand some of the evils and where the real problems are, I mean, some of this stuff is not going to be a surprise to you when you realize that the Republican Party is a huge part of the problem. I'm going to have a later on in the year, hopefully within the next couple of weeks of the new year, I will have a conversation with John Durash. I will have a conversation with other people regarding the Republican Party and how the Republican Party doesn't care about restoring the Constitutional Republic and restoring all of your liberty. They do not want to center on the Constitution. They want to center on the growth of government and the migration of America into the communist government for the global elitists, because that's who's paying for everything that is going on, because all of these machines are opportunities for monkeys on strings to dance and impress those elitists. So that, oh, well, maybe we will allow you to, you know, advance and become a monkey on a bigger stage. But that's all they are. That's all these folks are, that are in the leadership roles, in the swamp, in the party, all of these different places. The news, the media, I'm telling you, they're just monkeys on strings dancing for that organ grinder, the global elitists. So anyway, and oh, what a great privilege it is, I'm sure, for somebody like, you know, Bill Gates to be one of those organ grinders, because when you have that kind of power, Elon Musk is he in, is he out? I mean, the guy leans towards being a progressive liberal, but every once in a while he says something kind of conservative. I'm here to tell you, I've yet to meet somebody with that much affluence. My question is still out on Trump. Is Trump really the moral guy? Is Trump really the guy that everybody claims he is? Well, let's find out. Let's see if Trump is really going to work in restoring this Constitution, because if he's not, we should be working, and we will be working, and having a good challenger for 2024. So that we can actually get somebody into the White House that's going to do exactly what we need done. And I'll tell you all about that on January 3rd. So do not forget Fortitude Financial Coaching. Get a hold of Gary Smith. His information is up on our important links, or check out our links there, and you can reach out or give him a call. Free. We got 1 week before your New Year's resolutions. We literally 1 week away from you executing your plan of becoming a better person, in control of your life, becoming financially disciplined. Check out Gary Smith, Fortitude Financial Coaching. Free Constitution classes, constitutioneducation.us by Keith Broders. Go check it out. Check out some of his curriculums. Check out some of his videos. Check out some of his courses and so forth. I think you're going to find that Keith really tries to think out of the box in trying to help people start, you know, learning one way or the other, like what's missing out of this line of the Constitution. Pretty interesting ways of learning the Constitution. Timbernation.com. Check them out if you're looking for hardwood American furnishings. Well, we would we know that their customer list is growing. We know this, and we also know that they're a family oriented business. They may not be able to grow as big as everybody would like, but here's my question. Do you want to actually have, you know, one of a million things that are made just like that? Or do you want to have, you know, one of a kind of almost everything that they do? Because almost everything they do is one of a kind, because there's different ways that you can have that piece of equipment, that audio rack, the bookshelves, whatever it is you're looking for, a table, a desk, you can have that thing made custom order to the way you want to have it. And you can't beat that. RadioDustCovers.com if you're looking to protect your audio gear. Now remember, all of these endorsements are endorsements. These are not paid endorsements. Okay? These are personal endorsements. So RadioDustCovers.com, if you've got audio equipment, computer equipment, things that need to be protected when you turn it off so that they don't continue to pick up dust and get polluted with dander or smoke and those harmful things to your audio equipment, RadioDustCovers.com. Now, we also have Ad Local. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be working. I'm calling Ben. I actually talked to him about a week ago. And we're going to have a conversation again about what's going on in Michigan. He's a real patriot. He's involved in trying to prepare many companies and their web domains so that when, you know, the time comes when the pressure of delisting or deplatforming conservative organizations come along, you won't be threatened by being deplatformed. What is a deplatforming? That is when GoDaddy comes along or when WordPress comes along and says, you're too conservative. We think you're radical. We're shutting you down. Businesses are actually doing that, and businesses have that kind of latitude. Well, this is where we really need to look and understand what the constitutional framework is, what government can do, and what government can't do. And this is where we really need, because the federal government has no authority, no power over these types of things. However, state governments do. And we're going to get into this coming year how to do some of these things. So anyway, our comment line, 425-270-5416. And with that, let's kind of dive into some of these things that I believe are still critical that we still haven't covered yet. Now, this is all about candidate and public servant accountability. Now, how many times have you heard a candidate, when they get up there, they make these claims, or, you know, they promise you, oh, well, we're going to do this for you. If you vote for us, we're going to wipe away your school debt. You vote for us, we're going to give you, you know, health care. We're going to give you something. Well, hold on here. We have an enumerated constitutional form of government. that even at the state level, most all state governments and state constitutions are enumerated, no general powers. But at the federal level, there are no general powers. So in other words, they don't have the ability to bail out companies. They don't have the ability to bail out, build better, build back better, or infrastructure money to pay off the unions in construction and so forth, so that, you know, these big union bosses can line their pockets with more and more money. They don't have the power to do that. As a matter of fact, we need to go back and get all of that money. Wow. That's right. We need to actually start actually holding these people accountable and going after those things that they had no right to be able to get, that what the government had done was fraudulent and defrauding the American people. But anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about holding candidates and public servants accountable in different ways. We'll be right back after these two promos. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so forgive me for going back through this. You are not going to want to miss our January 3rd show, our first show of the year. Now, let's get into what we call holding, or how do we hold candidates and public servants accountable. First off, if you've got a candidate out there that says, we're going to give you something, that is tantamount to buying votes. When Obama went out and campaigned, we need to have a single-payer healthcare system, we're going to fundamentally change our government, all of which was unconstitutional. And as a matter of fact, it should have become the issue at hand. Why is it that America wasn't overwhelmed? Why is it that there was a complete lack of America standing up and saying, you can't do that? That's tantamount to buying votes. And it's an enumerated constitution, and you have no power to do this. Nowhere in the Constitution are you granted the authority to be able to stand up and say, well, the people want this, so we're going to give it to them. No. That Constitution delegates exactly what powers you have, and those are the only powers you can execute. Folks, if there's any reason for republic review, it is to get the federal government into full compliance. Got to remember, the Constitution is a compact and that the states are the parties to the compact, which means that the states are the only arbiters. They're not just the final, but they're the only arbiters to that compact. The Supreme Court is their only arbiters over those things delegated within the compact. And they have the superior position on those things delegated. All things not delegated are left to the states. I want to be clear on this. I want you to understand precisely what I just said. That those things that are not delegated to the federal government in the Constitution, they have no authority, they have no power to be able to do those things that they claim they can do. What we can do is we can get the states to actually stand up and say, where did we delegate this power for you to create curriculums for education, for you to create these cabals with energy? When we start realizing that we have all the power to take back our federal government and this national experiment gone completely awry, completely off the tracks, folks, isn't our liberty worth going through and changing and taking away from the federal government its ability to bail out everybody and everything? If we don't stop now, because we are at the precipice of our demise, if we do not stop now, if we do not wake up and pull these things back, and I'm here to tell you, America has been blessed. We've been blessed up to this point when it's either now or never. There's those three concise words, now or never. If either we act now and we start pulling ourselves back off that precipice, or the globalists will actually secure us and bind us. And then it's just a matter of how long can you prevail before the Lord comes? Because that's all we have. I would much rather be in the works and the throes of fixing America, dragging out the shovels and bailing out all the ash and building this nation back up while the Lord comes. I'd rather have the ability to get things right than just sit and wait. There's a meme, and I believe that there's this meme that kind of goes to the point of, there's no point in standing there leaning on your shovel praying when, the Lord's not going to come and dig that hole for you. You have to do that. Well, or we have to actually fix these messes. We have to fix these problems. And so if you look, there are things. I mean, it's part of the fundamentals of Christianity, right? Like forgiveness and repentance and those types of things. Folks, we've got a lot of forgiving. We got a lot of repenting. But the fact is that the Lord is coming. He's in charge. How is he going to find you? Is he going to find you hiding in the closet waiting to pray, or praying and waiting for him to come? Or is he going to find you elbows deep in digging us out of this mess? I would pray and I would think that you would find it a better option in looking at or having the Lord see you fully engaged in the worthy, righteous cause of preserving liberty in the world today. Because America is the last bastion of liberty. And if we don't take this nation back and preserve it, it will be too late. Because as Trevor Lawton says, the New Zealand or the Kiwi man, folks, when America falls, the world falls. Anyway, back to these candidates and public servants accountability. We have to start calling them out in their political races. We have to say, where is it that you have this authority? They keep on saying, oh, yeah, we have this authority. And they hold up this really thick registry like, yeah, we've got it right here. And then they walk like Nancy Pelosi does this. Folks, They know they don't have the authority. They believe that we've been bamboozled well enough by their education system that they can get away with murder. Literally, that's what they've been doing, getting away with murder. So, what we're here to tell you is we're here to tell you that you have other options. You have other recourse, period. And so we actually have to start calling out. We have to start demanding that our candidates and public servants actually comply. One of the things that just is absolutely, it's abominable, it's an abominable practice to allow the party and, or I should say, party operatives to harvest ballots. Now, it's almost like saying, I'm harvesting labor. You know, if I can prove that there's people out there that deserve something, then, you know, they have a right to something, whether that's, so voting is something that you actually have to do. Can we force people to vote? Can you go to their door and drag them out of the house and force them to vote? If people aren't willing to actually put their clothes on, get in their car and drive down to the precinct and cast their vote, then you shouldn't be able to go to their home and harvest that ballot and say, we'll vote for you. This is where the danger of actually putting ballots into everybody's hands, because how do we know that that person that actually had that ballot mailed to them is, one, a registered voter, and more importantly, a U.S. citizen? When you go through every amendment in granting the voting rights to blacks, to women, to people of 18 years of age, every time voting has been added in is an amendment to the Constitution, because it is not anywhere else in the Constitution. And the rights of voting has been amended to the Constitution, each time it stipulates that that person must be a U.S. citizen. Nowhere, nowhere in these processes do you ever find that, oh, are you a U.S. citizen? You got to prove it before we can take this ballot. This is a hardcore, this is an absolute capital R requirement. And so, in talking to Mark Lerner with the Constitutional Alliance, he has pointed out that the Real ID Act actually requires this. And as a matter of fact, we'll have a conversation on this regarding how these states have violated the Real ID Act law, those states that have actually accepted this. It's an interesting conversation, you know, because this is just another recourse of a technicality of, you know, the mess that our election system is in. But our position, when you start understanding our position on January 3rd, you're going to realize that the Constitution gives us everything that we need, everything we need to take this country back, to get rid of the Biden administration, to get rid of all of these communists. And you know what? We're going to put the fear of God in all communists living in this nation. We're going to talk about the Tory Acts. We'll probably bring up the Tory Acts in the upcoming week before January 2nd, before January 3rd, actually, because January 2nd is the day where the Tory Acts, you know, historically were signed and came into law. And that was January 2nd, 1776. So it's rather important. So we want you to understand that, you know, there's some pieces of information that we all need to start looking at, because it sets historical precedents. It sets constitutional precedents. Anyway, back to holding public servants and candidates accountable. There should never be allowed quid pro quo promises. This has to be made illegal. We can no longer allow candidates and public servants to actually get out and make these arbitrary, you know, promises, or even worse, these arbitrary demagoguery statements. We'll get into the demagoguery statements and how they use these things as leverage. And so this is how tyrants rise to power. And so we absolutely cannot allow demagoguery in our politics. We'll be right back after these two promos.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so Aristotle points out in his book Politics how demagoguery is used in politics for people, especially tyrants. He points to demagoguery as a tool the tyrants use because what they try to do is they try to invoke fear. Oops. I told myself before we started any segment, do not forget, folks, if you're just tuning in, we on January 3rd, we are going to disclose the entire process of how we can get rid of the Biden administration constitutionally in 2023. This upcoming election this year in 2022 is going to be that critical. And we need you to actually take some money aside. We need you to get all in on this because if everybody contributed, we would be able to make that difference. What we have to do is we have to stop tuning into the conservative entertainers with all these neat sound bites that have these really, I would just say, interesting positions on what they think the solution is. But the solution, we don't have time for any solution they're purporting. Whether that be homeschooling, that is not the end solution. That does not get America off of the precipice and on our way back to the, you know, reclaiming the republic, on our way back to a limited and defined federal government. So anyway, back to holding candidates and public servants accountable because they commonly use demagoguery. One of the things we have to do is we have to what we call shut down the bully pulpit. Candidates and public servants cannot use any demagoguery and fear-mongering or doomsday predictions. And if they do, they need to be charged with a crime. Specifically, it needs to be actually read out. Like Al Gore should be serving time in prison right now. Everybody who is predicted that we are going, because what they're doing is they're invoking fear and they're getting people to, oh, we got to do this. Well, hold on now. If this guy said by 2020 or by 2010 or by the year 2000, this is going to happen and it didn't happen because he wasn't spouting fact, He was using demagoguery. We have to make it illegal for any public servant in their campaigns using demagoguery and that type of fear-mongering. If we do this, then it will hold them accountable, and these people will be ripped out of their position, such as if Obama would have gotten, you know, voted by using demagoguery and or Al Gore. Al Gore, you know, he was predicting and claiming that we were all going to drown. Well, this will shut these guys up. They will have to, and as a matter of fact, the demagoguery and the support of science actually has to go into this too, because scientists, it's almost like doctors, have this malpractice insurance. If they make a mistake, and so we're going to have the same thing with what we call scientists, because scientists are actually telling us this is scientific, or, you know, the science states this one thing. We're already seeing this with the vaccinations as well. They keep on invoking science as like science is the authority. Well, no, science is where we challenge things, and because nothing is proven as an absolute law. And we have to remember that. And it takes time to measure results. Fact of the matter is, if they use science, any scientist that is used should be marked or recorded so that when what they predicted would come along, oh, there's no getting out of it. Oh, well, oh, now that was because we didn't see these other things happening. It doesn't matter. You predicted something drastic is going to happen, you go to jail. Especially if you're claiming that this is scientific fact, and it wasn't. Because we will quickly realize that there are theories and hypotheses, but it's not fact. And we will quickly realize that as soon as we start holding people accountable, we will be able to shut them up. Candidates and public servants cannot call upon the people to, quote, protest, close quote, by using their bully pulpit either. In other words, they can't call upon people to take actions in, you know, getting in people's faces. Whenever a politician and or a candidate or public servant actually says, oh, you know, like this Tucker Carlson, or like what Maxine Waters calls upon you, burn this thing down. Are you kidding me? These people need to be handcuffed because they're inciting violence. They're using their position to incite violence and invoke fear. There is no way they have the power to do that. Their responsibility is to support the Constitution, not to support their agenda. And so any public servant who has come out and said, yeah, we need to start burning these things down, they want to be revolutionary, that's fine. There are plenty of governments around the world that allow revolutionaries. Eventually, as we start growing the United States throughout this world, then those nations will become a part of the rule of law, because a Republican form of government is ruled by law, not by demagogues, not by demagoguery, not by, you know, crap. And so what we are going to end up doing is we're going to force these fear-mongers, we're going to force these revolutionists into these nations, and we're going to let them watch them destroy themselves and those people that were stupid enough to follow them. You can't necessarily help anybody. Hold on a second. Sorry about that. You can't necessarily help somebody that is, you know, dooming themselves. As a matter of fact, it is the biggest mistake we constantly make when we try to enable bad behavior by trying to do something good. Whenever you take away the consequences of somebody's bad decisions, all you're doing is enabling bad behavior. You know, it's when Obama actually said it doesn't matter what, you know, what your condition is. You have a prior condition, they have to cover it. Well, what that means is you can go and smoke your lungs out and they will have to, you know, give you the health care you need at no expense. You bear none of the cost. You bear none of the responsibility. Seriously? What type of society is this? This is an evil society. You go out and have unprotected sex and you get sexually transmitted disease. Well, that's okay because the government's spending billions of dollars in shutting down and stopping sexually transmitted diseases. You go get it, that's okay, they'll fix you. It is an evil government that is removing the consequences of sin. People say, oh, well, that's so good that we've eradicated these things. No, it's actually not, because it's enabling bad behavior. It's enabling adultery, fornication, and all manner of lasciviousness. I probably mispronounced that. Lasciviousness. Anyway, I know there's a few people that love helping me with my words. It's not that my mind doesn't, my tongue does not allow me to say some of these words that I know what they mean and I know I'm right on it. But anyway, my point is that we have an evil society that is going down these paths doing these things. The last thing I want to part with you in this whole concept of what we're doing, where we're going, and so forth, is this, I'll call it the Deuteronomy. Actually, there's one more thing that we need to actually get into, and so I'll get into the Deuteronomy law in our next episode. So we're going to wrap this up tomorrow, and then what we're going to do is we're going to start setting the stage for our setting effective goals and the Tory Act, because we want to actually cover the Tory Act probably Friday. So we'll probably start working how to set effective goals as of tomorrow, after we get through and wrap this up. If we have time to do some marketing, this is the only time we actually cover the news cycle, is for marketing purposes, because what we're going to do is we will prove to you just how bad it's getting and how much worse it is going to get as they continue to take away, to steal your liberties, to steal your property. Remember, you have rights. You have property in your liberties. Anything that you have a right to, a right of religious expression, right of speech, that is property. And whenever they take those away from you, it's like stealing your property. It's like stealing your car, taking your house away from you. You want to feel violated? America, we are being violated every which way. It's either now or never, and I'm hoping you start to understand this. Don't forget, January 3rd, we are going to start going down this path, and we need to help you bring more people to the table so we can have more of these, I'll just call them, very critical conversations of what has to happen if we're going to be able to save ourselves. And so with that, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.